These weeks, we speak about a lot of different people in the Parshiyos. There's an interesting contrast when we look at Esav and Lavan. The contrast that we see between Esav and Lavan, at least to me, is very stark. It's very clear. Because the Torah, in many cases, very clearly defines Esav. Esav Harasha. Lavan has a different title. Lavan is called Lavan Ho'arami. Someone once asked Rav Shalom Shwadron, who was known as the Magid of Yerushalayim, what is this chilik? What is the difference that Esav is called a Rasha and Lavan is called Arami? What does the Lashon of Arami come from? So if we look in this coming week's Parsha in Vayetze, it says, Vayir Yaakov L'Rachel, and it was told, Yaakov told over to Rachel, Ki Achi Aviyahu. Don't worry, he can't trick me. I know he's somebody who can't be trusted. I know Lavan is somebody that I can't look at and not think that he's going to do something that is wrong or deceitful. But he said, I also, Achiv Beramaos, I'm his brother in trickery and deceit. I know how to deal with it. We all know the story of what happened, how ultimately Lavan did deceive Yaakov and switched up his daughters and gave over Leah instead of Rachel. But if you want to look at it, and we say he's called Arami, where's the Shoresh? Where's the root of the word Arami? It comes from the concept, as I said a minute ago, of Ramaos, of deceitfulness, of trickery. Why do we use this Lashon? It would seem if I would ask you, what's the difference between someone who's a Ramai, who's a little deceitful, and someone who's a Rasha? Anyone here would say to me, a Rasha is much worse. A Rasha is somebody who is clearly wicked. A Rasha is someone who doesn't care. A Rasha is someone who doesn't have feelings for other people. Let's analyze for a minute what Lavan did. Yaakov works, makes a deal. He's going to marry Rachel. The big day comes, they're going to get married. What does Lavan do? He makes a party. He makes a huge party. He invites the entire town to this party. And by the way, within it, if you look at the Midrashim, he got them to all pay for it. They had a big, huge party. And Rachel, by the way, before they got married, according to Medrash, they had a mishta. The mishta came before the actual marriage. And they were dancing. Rav Shlomo Shwadron says so beautifully about this. The place, as he describes it, was magnificent. They had everybody there, every dignitary in town. Lavan is marrying off his daughter. Imagine Rachel. She's dressed beautifully. She's a kala. She's going to get married. She has beautiful jewelry, whatever they wore in those days. And everything's going great. And then all of a sudden, says Rav Shalom, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Lavan goes up to Rachel, says, this isn't happening, by the way. We're switching this. The father goes to his own daughter, makes her take off the wedding dress, makes her change and give over all the jewelry, and gives it to Leah. You want to talk about a Rasha? I would think this is Rishus. Think about it. A daughter, she's getting married, she has no feelings, you have no concern for her. Why isn't he called a Rasha? Why is it only called Ramai, Ramaos, deceit? Let's contrast for a minute and look at Esav. Esav is called a Rasha. What did Esav do? We know he did Aveiros.
But why did he do many avelos?
Because he had a taiva. He had desires. Everyone has taivos. Everyone has physical desires. Everyone wants different things in life and in this world. If you would ask on the surface, it would seem to me Lavan was maybe a lot worse than Esav. Because Esav Harasha, as the Torah calls him, was somebody who apparently was following his natural, instinctive, physical desires. While Lavan was making a calculated effort to trick, to deceive, in spite of any trouble or suffering, agmas nefesh, agony, it would cause anybody around him. One more point, and then we'll answer this, hopefully. Lavan is not called a Ramai in the Torah. Lavan is called Arami. Why? Why doesn't it say straight out that Lavan is a Ramai? He's a tricker. He's deceitful. He deceives. Why do we have to couch that in a remez of a lashon of Arami? Why do we have to say that he's somebody who's from Aram and playing around with the letters of the word? We understand that Lavan is somebody who's deceitful. Why hide that? So there's a beautiful vart that Rav Shalom answers this with. Lavan wasn't as deceitful as you would think in his own mind. Lavan was deceitful not just to all of the people around. He was deceitful to himself. He tricked himself. He led himself astray. In fact, he turned it around. He said, how in the world could I give my daughter, Rachel, the younger daughter, how could I give her away before Leah, the older daughter? That's not Derech Eretz. That's not the way we act. And in fact, when Yaakov used the Lashon Lama Rimisani, why did you deceive me? Listen to this answer. He tells him, we don't do this bimkomenu in our place. It's not the way we behave. It's halacha, it's a minhag. How could I do this?